give you a quick update on non-meandered waters. Currently, we have 4,493 acres of closed non-meandered waters across the state. The last closure request was on February 22nd, so it's been quite some time since we had a closure request. Ice out is just occurring in the northeast this past week. It's been a very long winter, as many of you know, and we are now entering the buoy slash open water season. So we are going to be transitioning from ice markers to buoys, and we have field staff out there right now monitoring these lakes that are closed to make sure we do have the proper markings out there, and those markings will require buoys. Wanted to touch real quick on the progress with the Reitz Lake Agreement proposal. This has been a very high priority to the department, a top priority to the department. Numerous discussions have occurred between the Reitz family and Game Fish and Parks, and our plan is to present an agreement proposal at the June meeting in Aberdeen. So we'll have a more detailed proposal being presented to the commission and to the public in Aberdeen. We feel, you know, being that it's East River, it'll be more fitting to have that proposal presented there in Aberdeen. We do encourage public involvement and feedback, and that's something we definitely encourage. One thing I did want to talk about too, pertaining directly to recreation and respect. This is something that Commissioner Jensen has requested the department to look into, and that's an adopt a lake type concept. You know, many areas of South Dakota are true hunting and fishing treasures, and access to these areas take an investment of time, they surely do, and compromise in an honest, respectful approach. You know, striking that balance, and I talk about striking a balance all the time, with the public's interest in recreation and respect for private property rights is a top priority for the department and the state. One thing I've been hearing, a reoccurring theme from these landowner discussions, is the concern by numerous landowners is litter, litter generated from recreational users. As a result, those comments, you know, resonated with the department, and as a result, the department is putting together an Adopt a Lake slash River program, which will focus on litter cleanup and litter control, and more of a like a lake awareness program or lake watch type program. The program is very new in its development, but it's essentially a call for volunteers to help preserve and enhance South Dakota lakes. There will be participants, which include, you know, conservation groups, NGOs, youth groups such as local 4-H, you know, groups, scout groups, lake associations. We're going to reach out to all those types of groups. The department really does plan to assist in the coordination of the cleanup days and media outreach, and our involvement will include, you know, buying trash bags, paying for some dumping fees, even some staff support, you know, having boats available to put garbage in type thing. We really want to make this program a viable partnership with those groups I mentioned and the department. You know, and we also are talking about putting up a sign for recognition of the folks that do participate in these lake cleanups. And that sign would be on the shoreline of these areas, potentially. And also, this will be a coordination effort with landowners. Obviously, a lot of these non-meandered water bodies, Section 8 lakes, and meandered basins as well, we'll talk to those surrounding landowners and make sure those permissions are granted. So currently, two internal GFP work groups have been identified. Priority cleaning, priority areas to clean up are being identified. And our goal as a department is to have at least two cleanup days conducted by July. So I want to make sure this thing keeps moving. Staff are starting to work on this already, and I think it's an exciting program, and I'm excited to get it started. So, questions?
Go ahead, Gary.
Nope. Commissioner Gary Jensen, no question, just a comment, and thank you very much for doing that. I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody and be good for all concerned, so thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Kevin.